The Bradford's Roswell, Georgia home hums with pre-holiday meal activity. Casseroles warm in the oven and wine corks pop while guests gather around the cheese plate, noshing. But Sam Bradford hasn't joined the party quite yet. He has a job to do.
How would you assess your own turkey carving abilities?
Hold on just a second. I think I'm getting some traction here. I would say I'm somewhere around Hannibal Lecter. There we go.
The scene has all the trappings of the standard holiday season gathering, but this isn't your standard holiday. This is Friendsgiving. The basic idea behind Friendsgiving is all in the name. Friends plus Thanksgiving-type foods around the Thanksgiving holiday equals Friendsgiving. But that's about where the standards end. There are no Friendsgiving origin stories, no tales of the first Friendsgiving, and that means very few rules about how to celebrate. Or what to cook.
It's a time when I can try out something really unusual with my recipes.
Valerie Bradford is Sam's wife, and full disclosure, she's also my sister-in-law. She says for Thanksgiving, she'll just end up making and eating the same old casseroles.
But at Friendsgiving, you can really do something off the wall, do something untraditional. It's a fun time to experiment.
This year, that meant making a pancetta sage turkey, a recipe she got from a trendy food magazine. Despite her unique contribution, the rest of the spread is what you might expect at Thanksgiving. Guests pile their plates with dressing, green beans, and cranberry sauce before sitting down to eat. But one guest, Sunira Stone, says there's a notable absence at the table, blood relatives.
Your family's wonderful, you love them. But you know, after some turkey and some reduced filters, things can get said. And then you may not want to see them until maybe next Thanksgiving. Whereas that doesn't really seem to happen at Friendsgiving.
She eats surrounded by friends old and new. Company that she says lends an easy simplicity to the gathering.
Whereas Thanksgiving is different. A lot of people are a lot more invested. They come in with a lot of, you know, emotional baggage from 30 years of family. Whereas, you know, Friendsgiving, you might have only known these people for a year or two and you just like them.
That's part of what makes Friendsgiving special. You hang out with your closest, your best friends.
That's Sunira's husband, Jeremy Stone. For him, friends are a special kind of family.
Friends are the family that you get to choose, and that you get to choose to keep throughout your life.
And he says Friendsgiving gives him a chance to celebrate those relationships and keep them strong. After dinner, people move from room to room as conversations emerge and recede, wine glasses refill, and dessert comes out. Nobody's worried about opening presents. There's no football game on the television, and no one has any early morning sales to get to.
Here and now, everything is kind of tranquil. You know, like, for example, if we ran out of beer, I could just go get some because, like, it's just a normal Sunday night.
Sam Bradford, the turkey carver, says that tranquility comes from Friendsgiving's lack of holiday baggage, something he feels acutely during Thanksgiving, because Sam Bradford is a distant relative of William Bradford, governor of Plymouth Colony, whose book, On Plymouth Plantation, contains one of the few records of the first Thanksgiving. But he says Friendsgiving lets him sidestep that to celebrate the people he loves on his own terms.
Maybe it's the beginning of a whole new generation of holidays where you have to reclaim holidays from the holidays.
Maybe one day, Friendsgiving will be a fixture in the holiday firmament, with a Friendsgiving Day parade, Friendsgiving presents, and day after Friendsgiving sales. But for now, it remains relatively free of holiday season baggage, ready for anyone to fill with whatever mix of friends, family, and food they'd like. Sam Whitehead, GPB News.